One of the major tennis tournaments is in progress. Joining me from Paris is Christopher Clary, who writes about tennis for the New York Times. Chris, what should I call this tennis tournament?
You know, that's really a quandary. It has been for a long time. If you're from one part of the world, you're calling it the French Open. And if you're from another part of the world over here or in Latin countries, you're calling it Roland Garros. And it's funny because it really didn't used to be a big problem for them, but it is becoming a problem now.
How do they figure it out? Do they draw straws in different countries to figure out what to call it?
Well, it sort of evolved over time because the actual official name of the tournament is the Championnat International de France. So it's International French Championships. But over time, in French vernacular, it's come to be called Roland Garros, which is the name of the stadium. Everybody you talk to in France or in Spain or in much of South America will call it Roland Garros. And all along, you know, the French Open has been the name in the U.S. because it goes along with the U.S. Open and the Australian Open when the tournaments all changed character there in 68. So it's just this dual track that's been established, and now it's getting tough because you have things like Twitter and Facebook and things with hashtags, and it's kind of hard to figure out what the heck it is half the time.
Since the venue and the tournament are known at least to some as Roland Garros, one might assume that Roland Garros was an accomplished tennis player. But if one did assume that, one would be wrong, right?
He was not much of a tennis player at all. He was much more into rugby. The reason the stadium is named for him is because he was a war hero in World War I. His plane was shot down in 1918. But it was really a deal where they wanted to build this stadium in 1928 to host the Davis Cup between the French and the U.S. And they were trying to do it in a hurry. And part of the deal was the city and Roland Garros' friends wanted it named posthumously for him. And so there it was.
In what ways does the split personality of Roland Garros / the French Open affect the various ways in which the tournament is marketed?
Well, I think the tricky thing for them is for a long time they were trying very hard to just promote Roland Garros and kind of make a real concerted effort to get the USA and English-speaking countries to change to that name. I think they found a couple things were difficult. One, it's pretty anchored in the societies, and two, it's pretty hard to pronounce. That seems to be their point of view. But if they had a different name, I've heard guys tell me if the thing was called, Jacques Black, it would be no problem. But the fact that it's Roland Garros makes it tough.
Will the inclination to call this tournament by two names persist, or will marketing concerns give French Open the edge over Roland Garros eventually?
I think we're stuck with two. But the thing that's funny about it is they were really hopeful about China, and that was one of their big goals, was to get Roland Garros to be the Chinese name for the tournament. And when I talked to them a couple years ago about it, they were saying that was their plan. And then I got my update this year, and they've given up. They've decided that it's going to be French Open in China, too. So, but the really funny thing is that if you look at the websites, the WTA, which is the women's tour, and the ATP, which is the men's tour, look at their websites or their media guides, the men play at Roland Garros and the women play at the French Open.
Are you aware of any particularly interesting misunderstandings caused by the fact that this tournament goes by two names?
I'm not sure about misunderstandings, but I think there's missed opportunity. You cannot buy an officially licensed French Open product. Clothing, accessories, or anything else that has French Open on it. So think about all the marketing opportunity that's being lost there in terms of English-speaking countries around the world.
Christopher Clary writes about tennis for the New York Times, and you can find a link to his column, A Puzzler in Paris, French Open, or Roland Garros, on our website, onlyagame.org. Chris, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Merci.